That's a wonderful starting point. Don't leave it. Stay there. Stay there. And go home and live with him one day forever and ever. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with life and health and strength, that we might come together and worship him in spirit and in truth. We're delighted to see all who are present. Those of you who are visiting with us, we are delighted to have you to come and visit with us. And if you have any questions regarding the teachings, we'll be glad to sit down and share with you from God's holy book, the Bible. And what we do is according to God's holy writ. Faith makes the difference. We are delighted to see all of you, and for those of you who are visiting, we pray that this won't be your last time. And if you have any questions regarding our worship, we welcome your questions. We will sit down and talk with you with God's open book. Book, chapter, and verse. This morning, the chapter, 2 Peter, there are two of them. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And Hebrews chapter 11. Faith makes the difference. And we're glad about that. Faith in God makes the difference. Faith enables us, the believing soul, to treat the future as present and to treat the invisible as seeable. Bringing the future by so doing into the present. But you can read about it in Hebrews chapter 11 and Hebrews chapter 2 in the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 through 11. Faith is proof of things not seen, but the evidence of things not seen do exist. Do exist. Notice in chapter 11, God gave witness to their faith. Their faith. Faith in God is the inward conviction. Faith in God is the inward conviction from God that what he has promised, he will perform. God is capable of and will keep his word. What is today? Think about it. What is today? Today is yesterday's tomorrow. Did you get that? I hope you followed it. This faith, if we practice it, we can be sure, assured of a home eternal in the heavens, not made with hand. God gave witness to those who've gone on before us and lived faithful. God bore witness to their faith, their conviction, their faith in him. True Bible faith is confident, not guessing. Confident obedience to God's word in spite of all circumstances, in spite of all consequences. This faith operates very simple. Very simple. God speaks through His holy word. We hear His word, study it. And thirdly, we hear it, believe it. And number three, we obey it. Amen. We obey. We trust His word. And no matter what the circumstances are, what the consequences might be, we study His word and we obey His word. Amen. And as we read and study the Bible in the Old Testament and the New Testament, many of the folks that believed in God died all because they refused to turn away from what God commanded. Amen. The circumstances may be, from the human perspective, as I said before, impossible. The consequences may be scary. Oh, my notes say frightening. And unknown to us. But we obey God's word. Obey God's word. Why? Because it's obey. It's God's word. And it's going to face us at the final roundup.
Yes, sir.
When we stand before God in the judgment. Believe in God. Do what is right. Faith enables us to see what others cannot see. Note Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. But by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark. You remember? He prepared an ark to the saving of his soul and his household. By the which, by so doing, he condemned the world and became inheritor of the righteousness of God, which is by faith. These examples are given to us for a reason, brothers and sisters, to assure us, to encourage us, to bless us to move forward and be steadfast and unmovable in the work of the Lord, because we see it over and over as we read and study God's word, that God never fails to keep His word. As a result of faith, it enables to do what others may be a little bit queasy about doing or not at all. But God bless them because they refuse to disobey God. Let us, living today in this so-called modern age, let us get to know the Word of God by studying the Word of God, coming together and fellowshipping one with another in the Bible study, worshiping God. Therefore, we know the will of God and we need not fear. Hebrews, the whole chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, is devoted to a summary of the lives of those who lived before us, great men and women who obeyed gospel. And in each instance, you will find the same elements of faith. God spoke through the word. They obeyed the word, even if it didn't make sense to them. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I don't understand that. Did God say it? Did God command it? Do it. Trust God. Faith is only as good as its object. And the object of our faith is God Almighty. All we need to do is to look in a mirror. And if we don't have a mirror, look at ourselves. God created man. And look how He created us. We were able to move. I'm trying to think of that word that these young men use. You know, when they sporty. We can walk sporty, moving around, holding on to God's unchanging hand. Family, faith is only, again, I just told you, faith is only as good as its object. And the object of our faith is God. It is not a feeling you feel when you're about to feel a feeling you never felt before. It's a statement by God that we hear or read and believe it, receive it, and obey it. It is about our total response to what God has revealed in His holy book, the Bible. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 1, 2, 3, summarizes the true Bible faith, what true Bible faith is: substance, evidence, and witness. The word translated substance, what does it mean? Good question. Literally, to stand under, to support. Faith to a Christian is what a fountain is to a house. It gives confidence, it gives assurance that we will be able and will be able to stand. Therefore, faith is the confidence of things hoped for, but even yet not seen. When a believer has faith in God, it's God's way of giving that individual confidence and assurance that what He has promised, He is capable of and will experience. God is capable of doing what He said He would do. God knows all things. God can do all things that He says He will do. When we have that kind of assurance as human beings, as individuals, like no other, let us be constant, committed, and diligent in knowing the will of God, believing the will of God, and practicing the will of God. Where are you this morning? Think about what God has offered and is offering to every human being. Knowing my word, believing my word, manifesting your belief in my word by doing my word. Where can you get a better offer? Where can you get a better offer? The word evidence simply means conviction. Conviction. This is the inward conviction from God that what He has promised, He can fulfill His promise. The presence of God given faith in one's heart is conviction enough. Enough. Of need, enough for what? That God will keep His promise. Faith makes a difference. That's why the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible, hello, to please God. God said it. He will do whatever He has promised to do. Even if you do believe it, or even if you don't believe it. Some of those who've gone before, heroes of faith in your Bible. Good reading, Hebrews chapter 12, whole chapter. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abram, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Genesis, and Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 through 25. Moses, Exodus chapter 2. Rahab, Joshua chapter 1, verses 20, 21, 21. Not two times, three times, just one time. Get it? All these characters. Bible, just a litany of those who's gone on before us and trusted God. And never, even one, failed. Was failed by because of God. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. That you might make your calling and election sure. It's basic nature to believe in God. Don't stop trusting God. Where are you tonight? Tonight. Oh, I didn't preach that long. Where are you this morning? Are you trusting God? Are you in the house of God? Even, listen carefully, Jesus came into the world. Thirty and three years. He taught, preached, trained others, particularly the 12 apostles. As a result of what he did, and as a result of what he did and the carrying over, giving to the apostles that he had taught and trained, sending it back to glory, and them preaching the gospels here, there, and yon. All of that comes to focus to us here today as we study the Word of God. We would not be here today if we did not know what God and Jesus taught the apostles. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad to be a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible? Aren't you glad that you have knowledge of the fact that if I obey God and live faithful to my death, I need not worry about death, because death is not everlasting. Hello? Death is not everlasting. You say, I don't know anybody that come back yet. The statement should be, you left out a word. You don't know of anybody that came back yet. But when I read Revelation chapter 20, we're going to see a whole lot of folks at judgment. Let us not distrust God. Let us doubt God. Look at this whole world. Who can go up and touch a star? They're up there. Sun, who can touch it? Moon. They said that somebody stepped on the moon, but it's still up yonder. Hold to God, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on to God's unchanging doctrine. Heroes of faith, as I said heretofore, in chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. The expression, looking unto Jesus, which is found in chapter 12 and verse 2, means to turn away from all distractions and to focus on just one thing, ever looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our salvation. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it described Christ's reward after his serving, after his suffering. Yes, seated where? At the right hand of God. Where? In glory. His endurance is set forth as incentive, as encouragement. To who? As encouragement for believers, even today, in our century. Ever looking to Jesus, God's discipline is challenging, yes, but it produces spiritual results. Holiness, righteousness, chapter 12 and verse 10. In chapter 11, we see the role of faith, not only for our own selves, not only for our own lives, but in the lives of those who've gone on before us. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And God is a God who what? He cannot lie. Finally, in chapter 13, we are given a final warning and we are shown how practical holiness is, and we need not lose our relationship regardless of the twists, the turns, and the call, and the changes. God-honoring faith takes God at His word, living according to God's commandment. Isn't it wonderful to know for sure I can live forever in holiness, in joyfulness with God forever, forever, and never, never ever be concerned about death, because there will be no more death in eternity. Are you there? No more death in eternity. Hebrews shows us the link between faith, hope, obedience, and endurance, illustrating that it is more than intellectual agreement to certain beliefs. It is God-honoring faith that is being manifested here for our benefit, and share it with others that it can be done, because He's telling us about hundreds of others who walk with the Lord, illustrating that it is more than intellectual assent or intellectual agreement to certain people, to certain individuals, but it is to every human being. Every human being. The privilege, that is open to every human being. God-honoring faith takes God at His word. And we don't distrust. We don't have reservations about whether or not He will keep His word. Obedient, waiting for Him to fulfill His promises. Because God never fails. Faith, yes, sometimes it may bring difficulties. Faith sometimes may be hardships from our perspective. But we are still to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. There is laid up, believe it, teach yourself. There is laid up for me a crown that God has waiting just for me. That helps prayerfully. That helps our thinking. I read about it, what he did for those who have gone on before me. He says that this way awaits me, awaits for me, or for those who are righteous and obedient to His word. Do not distrust God. Just living and looking at yourself lets us know that there's a power somewhere greater than us. Who do you know that can take some dust from the ground and put some pills in the dust, pound it, shake it, and it wakes up and say, hello? God created the dust. Then he used the dust to shape it, to form it, to create our form, which is what you're looking at now. And I'm looking at yours and you're looking at mine. No life's in it. God did what? Come up, talking, walking. Oh, church. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Just looking at what he has already done motivates us to believe that he has a weapon, that he has a heaven greater and better than this for us to live in. No more headaches, no more heartaches, no more sickness, and no more dying. Pardon my colloquialism. But ain't that enough to live for? Where can you get a better, listen, where can you get a better offer from someone that has done something more than what we know God did? Hold to God. Don't change anything. God's already covered everything. One Lord, one faith, I'm digressing a little bit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Just like it is about the heaven, one heaven that God has waiting for us. On earth, one church that Jesus gave his blood to purchase and guide us to glory land so that we will fail not. But human beings, being human beings, instead of dedicated solely to God's Bible, they start building. We can do what God do. We can start a church too. And you can go to heaven in our church. Hello. And you know, they are so good at what they do. Contrary to what God has designed, that they fool some people that this is God's work too. The Bible says one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. Jesus had 12 apostles. He instructed those apostles, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Not a gospel or some gospels, a gospel. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your emotions fly, run away with you. Let your senses read the Bible, study the Bible, and obey the Bible. Because God says, this is the book that's going to be open at the judgment.
Yes, sir.
This is the book. Have I followed this book? If you have not, well, we had something just as good. Well, will it take you to glory? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, Christian, what a joyous, joyous thought. God blessing us with his Son, with his Word, enabling us to obey his Son, obey the doctrine of the apostles that taught the message of his Son, and to hear him at the final roundup. Well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. The Bible tells us ahead of time in your Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 20, that God is going to be the judge at the last day. Now, since God is the judge, he knows what he taught. He knows what he sent his Son in. He knows what his Son taught the apostles. Can you read it in his Bible? If you can't read it, Revelation chapter 20. No, I'm not finished, but I'm going to stop. You say hooray and hallelujah. God will look out. Watch out. Revelation. The book is Revelation, the chapter is 20. And I saw the dead, verse 12, small and great, stand before God, and the books, plural, were open, and another book, singular, was open, which is the book of life. Now watch this. The why. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and death and hell were delivered up to the dead, delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the what? The second death. And whosoever was not found, what? Written in the what? In the books of life? Not so. In the book of life, what happened to them? Cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For out of the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Where are you this morning? Are you holding to God's unchanging hand based upon what you did for God to hold your hand? Based upon what you can read in God's book, the Bible? Jesus told his apostles, go into all the world and preach the gospel. The gospel. That I've taught you, I've trained you. To every creature, he that believes the gospel and is baptized shall be saved. He that believe not shall be what? It doesn't say saved. Shall be. Yeah. Shall be lost. Shall be damned. Shall be damned. Where are you? Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes the Church of Christ, people ridicule. Y'all think y'all the only ones. Well, y'all didn't come up with that. Jesus came up with that. One church. Not y'all. We're just sharing with you what Jesus says in his Bible. Sharing with you what the apostles taught as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So why would, and you say you believe in the Bible? Well, why don't you believe that part of the Bible? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That the apostles preached one gospel that we know of. Read it. You can read it in your Bible. Don't play guessing games with eternity, with your soul. Eternity is too long and hell is too hot to miss heaven. And we're just glad that the Lord has blessed us to hear his word, believe it, receive it, and to obey it. Amen. And because of what God has blessed us with, we're willing to live the life and share with others how, why we live this way and share this doctrine. Because we want to make heaven our eternal home of abode, and we want to share with others what the Bible says that we all must do if we want to live forever with God in glory land. Where are you this morning? Are you a member of the body of Christ? Are you a member of the Church of Christ that you can read about in the Bible that was taught the same doctrine that was taught by the apostles? Hear, believe, repent of your sins, acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of all of your past sins. And God adds you to his church. That's in your Bible, not just in mine. It's in your Bible. Not unless you got a tainted Bible. And what good is getting upset if you can't read what you are trying to hold on to in the Bible? In the Bible. You've heard the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Be godly sorrowful for any sins you've committed. Be willing to acknowledge your faith in Jesus Christ. You will simply be asked one question. Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? I do. Then you will be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And God will add you to his church. You say, well, I didn't bring my trumps. I didn't bring my water suit. Fear not. Fear not. There'll be one right behind that door that will fit you. And you just work a few other steps to the water and be buried in water baptism and come up out of the water and adopt a child of God. I know that's good news. I even feel good just by preaching it. Coming up in favor with God. Adopted by God. Jesus Christ, your brother or your sister. Are you being his sister now? Watch that. Why? Why? Know the truth. Hear it. Know it. And if you got good sense, believe it. Why would you take risk on your soul? Eternally. We don't know when we're going to be called from death to life and eternity. To death and eternity. And then life at the resurrection. We don't know that. Hold, obey and hold on to God's unchanging word. And for those of you just this who are already in the body, being in the body is not all. Knowing the will of God, you obey what he said you do need to do for me to save you. And then once you get in the body, know what he says to do, to live the life that he's calling you to live. Faithful servant of his. Don't just get in. That's not the end. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, my 20 minutes is up. Watch it. Where do you stand? Are you saved? Well, I want to think about it. You can do that, but you don't have. How do you know? That your time is guaranteed. Why take risks with something so important and so precious that God is giving us? It cost my son his life to provide this privilege for you, to you. You're here, you come as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Come from the lonesome way of sin, hide you in the blood of Jesus. Come, for the Lord will take you in, hide you in the blood of Jesus. Oh, hide you in the blood, for the storms are raging high. Oh, hide you by. Come to the shelter's safe retreat. Hide you in the blood of Jesus. Come, for the storms around you beat. Hide you in the blood of Jesus. Oh, hide you in the blood, for the storms are raging high. Oh, hide.